This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, fearing Allah in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. We're talking about fearing Allah in our Islamic lifestyle. Now, when we're talking about fearing Allah, of course, this is more of a reverential fear. It is this holy, spiritual fear that an individual has from the Almighty Allah. Now, this doesn't mean that it is a fear that comes about due to being scared of the Almighty Allah, because the Almighty Allah is something to scary or monstrous or something like that. No. When we're talking about fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is because of the power that He has, because of the majesty that He has, because of the awe that He inspires, because of this amazing knowledge and complete knowledge, and how we are so weak and insignificant and so small when it compares to the awesome power and might and majesty and glory of the Almighty Allah. Automatically, when an individual starts to realize these things, especially on higher spiritual spheres and levels, automatically one's shoulders begin to fall, begin to droop, one's head begins to fall when they realize the awesomeness and the majesty and the power and just absolute power and kingship and sovereignty of the Almighty Allah. You know, one just says, Subhanallah. I mean, it's just unfathomable and unimaginable, the greatness of the Almighty Allah. This then eventually leads to a very holy and spiritual and reverential fear. And it is this fear of the Almighty Allah that we're talking about. We'll continue the discussion after the break. Welcome back, dear friends. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about this reverential fear that we should have from the Almighty Allah. Now, this fear, even though it might be a spiritual fear that we spoke about in the previous segment, but at times it has very real physical consequences. It is related that sometimes out of the awe and the majesty and this reverential fear of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that many a times he would go unconscious. Now that is really an amazing, amazing statement here about Imam Ali alayhi salam. But this reverential fear that one should have, we find in the traditions that one should have this fear both when one is wealthy and when one is poor. Now in both situations, sometimes we become poor or our financial income is a little bit tight, and well, we start to rebel against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We start to fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we start to lose that taqwa, that God consciousness, that God awareness, and that reverential fear. On the other hand, sometimes we become very rich and we become affluent, or our financial status becomes better. And in that situation too, we rebel against the Almighty Allah, we break His commandments, we become audacious and arrogant, and again, we lose that reverential fear that should keep us in check. And so definitely a part of our Islamic lifestyle and is this reverential fear, and we should try to inculcate slowly but surely this reverential fear of the Almighty Allah in our Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.